Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A woman in Gravesend, Brooklyn, woke up to quite a shock this morning. A sinkhole had opened up on her street and almost swallowed her car.
So it's 2:30 in the morning. Vincenza Malieri and her boyfriend get a knock on the door from a neighbor saying, "Wake up, your car is surrounded by water because of a water main break in the parking lot." So out they go. Her boyfriend, not knowing there's a sinkhole, went right in.
But the craziest thing, so he goes right to the car and like plop right in.
Yeah. Plops right in, yes.
I mean, could he get out on his own? Did he need help to get out? Or
I tried to get him out. Yeah. There's no one out there, so we did our best, but I got him out.
How did you get, I saw that picture. It's crazy. How'd you get him out?
Well, him helping himself and me pulling him out.
Just like crawled out?
Yeah.
Her boyfriend, who's also the building superintendent, did suffer a leg injury after falling into more than 3 feet of water. The DEP now on site making repairs. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Gravesend, Brooklyn.
The NYPD has released new photos and video of a man wanted in a brutal attack on a woman in Brooklyn. It's a story we told you about last week. Early Thursday morning in East Flatbush, a 75-year-old woman was attacked and nearly raped outside Holy Cross Cemetery. Police say a hooded suspect ran up to the woman and jumped on her back and whispered that he was going to rape her. He forced her to the ground, but police say her screams managed to scare him off. Cops have released new images of that suspect, and you can see them at 1010winds.com. Anyone with any information about him is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Congressman Josh Gottheimer is asking for input from New Jersey residents to help fight the salt cap. Back in 2017, you probably remember, former President Trump passed legislation to install a cap on the salt tax. That's the amount of state and local taxes that property owners and others are able to deduct from their federal taxes. And you used to be able to deduct every penny before the cap was put in place. Congressman Gottheimer says he's opening a new tool to hear from New Jersey residents about the cap.
We have a portal that we're opening up to give us your opinions, your feedback, how it's affected you. And then we're going to put that as part of our report that we submit to the committees in Congress that are working on this. We make public and it forms our plan.
You can find his portal at gottheimer.house.gov/salt. Gottheimer has already passed legislation out of the House 4 times to try to restore the deduction. A fire last night in the East Village injured 3 people, including one firefighter. The fire broke out just after 8:30 in an apartment building on East 7th Street and Avenue B. The FDNY says the blaze started on the second floor of the building. It took 60 fire and EMS personnel to put that fire out. 2 residents and 1 firefighter injured, thankfully only suffered minor injuries. Firefighters had the fire under control by just after 9 p.m. Mayor Adams is about to learn more details about the thwarted terror attack against the New York Jewish community that was timed to coincide with the anniversary of October 7th. He's set to get briefed later today by the Deputy Commissioner for Intelligence, as well as members of the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Last week, a Pakistani citizen was arrested in Canada. Prosecutors say Mohammed Shazeb Khan wanted to cross the border into New York and launch a mass shooting at a Jewish center in Brooklyn. He reportedly wrote that New York is perfect to target Jews and boasted that his plan would be the largest terror attack on U.S. soil since 9/11. His plot comes amid a rise in anti-Semitic threats in the city and across the country over the war in Gaza. A temple in Nassau County is vowing to replace their "We Stand with Israel" sign after it was vandalized.
Rabbi Claudio Kupchik blows a shofar as he talks about the damaged sign splashed with red paint. The sign reads, "We stand with Israel and bring them home now."
We are different people. We have different ideas. Nobody should be attacked or hurt because of what they believe, and everybody should be respected.
The sign is outside the Shelter Rock Jewish Center. So far, no one has been arrested. 100 people came together for a demonstration of peace. The rabbi, who has held the job for only 1 week, says the sign will be repaired.
But when it comes to our own doorstep, when it comes to our own neighborhood, that becomes very painful. So immediately we thought to bring the community together.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Roslyn, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.